when Simon Shin Samachay, we're up to Siv Gimel, which is a complicated Sif. The Mishnah Berurah even sees it important to give something of a Hagdama. And the truth of the matter is that there are two totally different halachas that are going on at the same time, and that's what makes it so complicated. And if we deal with them separately, that'll make things a lot easier. The case is that you have a Mavui, and next to it was a Chotzer, and the entire wall between the Mavui and the Chotzer fell down. The Chotzer also had a wall on the other side to the Rishus HaRabim, and that also fell down. Which means that now what you have is a Mavui, which is open to a Chotzer, which is open to the Rishus HaRabim. What are the two Shailas? Shaila number one is, do we look at this whole thing as one big area that is mefulish to the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore it needs the takonis of a Mavui mefulish, which means it needs a Lechi V'kor on one side and a Tzuras HaPesach on the other. A second Shaila is, does the Shaila in Hilchas Eruvei Chatzeres, where a Chotzer can end up assering the Mavui that it is open to, unless they made unless they were ma'ariv together with them. Two different questions. So now let's read the Mechaber and see what he does. Mavui shenifritz b'malo'o l'chotzer. A Mavui where the wall fell down that separated between it and a Chotzer, and there's nothing left on the sides of the Mavui itself. That means the Chotzer could be as bigger, but the Mavui is completely open now to the Chotzer. The Nifritz HaChotzer mitzan HaShein l'Rishus HaRabim. And the Chotzer opened up to the Rishus HaRabim. Im lo irvu b'nei Chotzer im b'nei HaMavui. If the b'nei HaChotzer did not make an Erev together with the b'nei HaMavui, Chotzer muter, afilu Nifritz neged Pirtzes HaMavui, v'afilu baki b'Rabim, u'bavad shelo yeyosu me'eser. The Chotzer does not become Oser, Umavui aser afilo eina keneged pirtzes hachotzer, the kibin shloiver and amavui oseres olav. So halacha is like this: the chotzer itself is mutter. Why is the chotzer itself mutter? The halacha is that the din of a chotzer that is baki bei rabim into a rishus harabim is not the same as a mavui. A mavui with his baki bei rabim, so there the halacha is that it ruins the tikkun of the mavui. In a chotzer, the halachi is that if you have a baki bei rabim, it doesn't ruin it. So the chotzer that is open to the rishus harabim is still mutter. However, since the chotzer and mavui didn't make an erev chatzeres together, you cannot carry in the mavui, because the chotzer asers the mavui. So again, with regard to the halacha of mavui mefulish, the first halacha we learn now is, there's no halacha of baki bei rabim when you're dealing with a chotzer, only when you're dealing with a mavui. The second thing is we learned that a chotzer that was not ma'ariv with a mavui, that is open to the mavui, will aser the mavui. U'mavui aser, afil eni keneged pirtzes hachotzer, the kibin shlo ivru, ma'mavui aser es alaf. U'kagon, now the mechaber adds, shenichnesu kosle ha'mavui b'chotzer, b'inyin shein agifufim shenishru b'chotzer, nirilim yishma omed b'mavui. It's got to be in a way that the sides of the chotzer do not come into the mavui at all. They were broken in a way that they do not come in at all. Because if they do come in a little bit, that will serve as a lechi. Avalim nirim olim lo mishum lechi. But let's say they can be seen from the inside of the mavui. There's a little bit sticking out into the mavui. Then that becomes like a lechi ha'omid me'elav, which we said is a good lechi. Umutter, so there the chotzer wouldn't ask around the mavui. Vim irvu b'nei achotzer and b'nei amavui. What happens if they made an eruv? So if they make an eruv, then the chotzer will not aser the mavui. Here we only have a different problem. The mavui is open to a chotzer, which is open to the rishus harabim. So here the halacha is va'pirtze sheba mavui lechotzer eino mitzad hachotzer. So first of all, the pirtza in the mavui of the mavui in the chotzer is not on the side of the chotzer. Upirtzes hachotzer mitzad hasheni einem uchovenos keneged pirtzes hamavui. It's not on the side, and it's also not directly open, where you go straight from the pirtza to the chotzer into the mavui. V'achotzer shel rabim, a third condition. The chotzer is not privately owned. Gam ha-movui mutter. Then the movui is mutter. So what are the conditions? That the movui not be on the side of the chotzer, not be open to the side of the chotzer. That the movui and chotzer not be open directly to the rishus harabim. And that this is not privately owned. Then it's going to be mutter. Well, why it's mutter is because it's mutter. Why should it be usser if you don't have the three conditions? V'im avol. Im lo irvu or afilu irvu. Makes no difference if they made an erev or not. Ufirtzes achotzer l'movi mitzido. If you have the pirtz of the movi to the chotzer on the side of it, so there it looks as if it's mefoolish. So Chazal asserted it, because it looks mefoolish. O afilu be'emtza achotzer. What if it's in the middle of the chotzer, so it's not near a mefoolish? Ufirtzes achotzer mitzad sheni kenegda. But if you walk straight, you walk right into the rishus harabim. In either case, it looks as though it is mefoolish to the rishus harabim. O afilaina kenegda v'chotzer hu shel yachid, or the chotzer belongs to a yachid who can easily build up the side, and you'll be left with this being all the way at the side of it. If it's all the way at the side, it looks as if it's open completely to the rishus, to the chotzer, and therefore they gave it a din of mefoolish. Also, nifrats larochba pusum. Yeah, so that's the halacha that we have so far. The halacha is if the mavui is nifrats on the side of the chotzer, so it looks as if the mavui is mefoolish, or it is mefoolish in the middle to the chotzer, and the chotzer is mefoolish in the middle to the rishus harabim, so it also looks like it's all direct and it's a mavui mefoolish. Chazal gave it a din mefoolish. The nifrats larochba pusum is a sayim o yosrael sayim v'hukav ledira. Dino kilu nifrats lechaser. What happens if it is open to an area that is less than sasayim and has a fence around it, or more than sasayim but it has a fence around it that's hukav ledira? Dino kilu nifrats lechaser. So if it's less than sasayim, it doesn't need a. If it's less than sasayim, it doesn't have to be hukav ledira. It has a fence, even if it's not hukav ledira. If it's more than sasayim, we learned before that it has to be hukav ledira. So the halachi is dino kilu nifritz lechatzer, aval im yisera al sasayim v'lo hukav ledira hevel kilu nifritz the karmelis v'tzarech tikun. There it will need a tikun. So here we just learn halacha that let us say it is nifratz to a large area that is hukav. Ledira, that is hukav shalo ledira, and it's more than sasayim, so this needs a tikkun because midrabanan we give it all a din of a karmelis.